Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Good to have you here. If you are headed into Coffee Row this morning and sitting down, cup of coffee with some friends, no doubt, depending on where you are in the province, you could be talking hailstones, you could be talking wood ticks, you could be talking water level in the rivers and the lakes. Those are all fairly topical things that are happening in the province right now. That tornado watch that was active over the weekend for southeast part of Saskatchewan brought some big hailstones to the area. Chatting with a buddy the other day, he says, you know, I always feel bad for the livestock that doesn't have cover during a hailstorm, especially when you're getting hailstones like that. Tough on cattle, tough on horses, tough on the animals that don't have anywhere to go. And of course, lots of people reporting vehicle damage. I know I got a text that said a fair bit of damage in the community of Oxbow. The co-op grocery store closed until further notice because the roof essentially blew off of the store. The Tempo shop lost its roof. There's a lot of trees down in that community as well. So if you have seen or you've got something to report from your part of the province with regard to weather from the weekend, please shoot us a text. Picture if you want. 1-877-332-8255 is the number. I know that the hailstorms, the wind, in some cases excessive rain, ruled through the province in a couple of spots over the weekend. Other spots saying, you know what, we had a pretty nice weekend. Sunny, didn't have wind, picked up a little bit, but for the most part, the weather was pretty nice. So it really did depend on where you're at. Oh, by the way, I see Janice says you can add mosquitoes to your list. So it's hailstones, wood ticks, water levels in the rivers, and mosquitoes. Those are the four hot topics of discussion in the province at Coffee Row today. 1-877-332-8255. Whatever's on your mind, like to chat about it? I would love to hear from you. Sean and Weyburn said, with regard to the Liberals' recent online bills, they would love you to believe that these bills will protect us and our culture. It's a subtle way of implementing censorship. The other issue is no one is watching Canadian programming. The fee to U.S. broadcasters is a tax. As Brian stated, disband the CRTC while we're at it. Sean says defund the CBC. Helen is pointing out, what about the CFL? No longer showing games on TV on Saturday nights. They're all part of the streaming service now. And how will that be impacted by this tech? That's a very good DAZN streaming service that'll be broadcasting the Saturday night CFL games. How and would it be impacted by these taxes that are being talked about by the CRTC? It just seems really like the world has passed the CRTC's regulatory body on by. If you think about, I think about my first stint in radio. I mean, what I knew about the CRTC was we had an obligation pay to play a certain amount of Canadian songs. And the music wheel, keep in mind, this was when I was working at CJME back in the early 90s, and we played music. And a lot of it was oldies or, you know, we played, one time we were the greatest hits of all time. We'd play a bunch of different music. But there would always be a certain amount of Canadian content, and it couldn't all be just played from midnight till 6 a.m. It was throughout the day. Like, there were strict CRTC rules around the regulation of that, TV, newspapers. But today, with the way we consume media and online content and online platforms, I just don't think it's an exact parallel that the CRTC works exactly the same, as if it's kind of the old days. And like Brian Lilly talked about, you know, it's like it's the 1990s again, but it's not. And I recognize, I've gone online and seen, I mean, they've done updates to their mandate. They've made changes, but I just feel like a government regulation body that governs kind of that content for radio, TV, and ultimately broadcasting communication. It's pretty tough to do that with streaming. 1-877-332-8255. Okay. It is open lines and it is a Monday. So that really, I mean, we'll open it up to talk about anything, whatever is on your mind. I've thrown out, I'd love to hear about the weather, what the weekend was like for you in your part of the province. Shoot us a text there. But it can be anything. It could be driving. And that's where Donna wants to go from Saskatoon. Donna, how are you on this Monday? How are you, Donna?
Good.
Good, good. I thought I lost you there for a second. What's your observation? What have you got for me for open lines? Donna, you're cutting out on me, I think.
Shoot, I'm...
I don't know why. Your phone is just cutting out a little bit there, Donna. Are you, you're there? You're there now? Okay, I think we're going to have to get a new phone connection. Donna, maybe give us a call back. I'd like to get you on the air, so give us a call back. 1-877-332-8255 is the number. A number of texts are rolling in on the line. Can you mention on the radio the Anaheim Summer Sensation Slow Pitch Tournament and Cabaret this Friday and Saturday night? Saturday night, they've got the Adam Johnson Band. Well, there you go. There you go. By texting it in and me reading it, I'll let you know, Evan, if I get a chance to read that on the air. Sounds like a fun time. Anaheim Summer Sensation. This coming weekend is going to be a busy one. The first Rider game is happening, of course. We know that. BC Lions in town. And that big celebration in bigger Saskatchewan. Jody and I are whipping up there on Saturday to take part in the celebrations in bigger. Full day. All kinds of different events that are happening there. Now you throw in the Anaheim Summer Sensation Slow Pitch and Tournament and Cabaret. I mean, this is the kind of weekend, right? This is the kind of weekend we're starting to have through the summer. Busy in different communities. Lots of planning and work has gone into that. 1-877-332-8255. Someone is saying, let's not forget FIFA World Cup. We want to talk about the importance of soccer over the next little while. I'm a guy, I mean, I'm going to be cheering for Canada. I want Team Canada to do well. However, I'm not a diehard soccer guy. I can't even comfortably, confidently say I even understand all the rules of soccer. My kids didn't play soccer. I got a text here from Trent. So Trent Desitel, who lives in the Selby area, he's a very talented, he's got a hobby, like a sideline where he makes signs. Very talented at that. He made a world or Canada soccer sign for the FIFA World Cup for a customer out of Moose Jaw. And the customer sent him a picture of his kind of like his man cave, I guess, with all of the soccer stuff. Oh my gosh. He's got a decorated. He's got framed jerseys. He's got soccer balls from different nations there. He's got flags and scarves. He's right into it. FIFA World Cup fever alive and well for some people in the province, that's for sure. 1-877-332-8255. Okay, I think we've got the phone line fixed, so I'm going to go to Donna again in Saskatoon. Okay, Donna, let's give this another try. What have you got for me today?
Okay. Saskatoon Drive. Zipper murder.
I'm going to have to pull a pin, Donna. I don't know why, but your phone, what I'm getting from you is you're frustrated with the lack of knowledge on how to zipper merge. People are not good at zipper merging in this province. I'm sorry, Donna, but your phone quality, for some reason, I don't know if you're buried deep in a bunker somewhere, but it's just not, the signal is just not coming through. But zipper merging, I saw it myself this weekend on the highway. It was a construction zone on the highway. The signs are there showing that we're going from two into one lane, merging two into one lane. And vehicles that were coming down that left side, there were constantly people refusing to let them in. Constantly. You zipper merge properly, it should be seamless. In fact, it should be so seamless that traffic doesn't grind to a halt the same way it does when it's not being done properly. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to the phone line. Bonnie and Wadena. CRTC, Bonnie, you're upset.
Yeah, I like watching the Canadian Country Music Awards, and I couldn't get them on TV, and that was because they are only streaming them. And I don't have the internet, so they're taking away our television rights from us and forcing us into the internet.
I was going to ask, is that a CRTC decision, or why do you think the CRTC was to blame for that?
Well, aren't they the ones that regulate it?
Well, they regulate it. I just don't know. Like, is that why it wasn't carried on a main TV network, I guess, is the question I'm asking.
I guess I don't know why, but I guess it's the same with the games. It's saying some games aren't being shown.
Yeah, well, that is true, Bonnie. There are some CFL games, but that was more about the contract and how it was signed by the CFL, where some of the games will be played. What is it, 61 games, I think, played on TSN, so you will be able to get it. But Bonnie's point is well taken. There are a number of people who, whether through choice or through just where they are in the province, through their remote location, don't have access to the internet the same way. Might have access to the internet, but the speed is not such that it supports a streaming, you know, to watch a TV show or a sporting event. And that's what I think has a lot of people worked up about the CFL games going to partially on DAZN streaming platform because of that. Well, I just noticed on TV, the Snowbirds had a couple of planes do a flyby. The Governor General's swearing in Ottawa. Enjoy that while it lasts, the Snowbirds. We don't know whether that's going to be continuing much past 2026. That's a whole other topic of discussion there. Okay, why don't we take our break? We'll come back. A few more calls coming in, open lines now. We've got open lines later in the show as well, actually. We've got a couple of spots for you to join the conversation this morning, and I always appreciate hearing from you. Keep the weather updates coming in as well. If you had bad weather over the weekend, if you were subjected to hail or high winds, especially if it was to the point that it caused some damage in your area, I'd love to hear from you. 1-877-332-8255. We'll take a break. We'll be right back here. 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. David in Southie with a text saying, thank you to all of the people who came out on Saturday to honor and remember the 82nd anniversary of the D-Day landing. The Regina Rifle Regiment played a major role in that day, and their sacrifice will never be forgotten. Up the Johns, says Dave from Southie. Thanks so much for the text. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to the phone lines. I've got Terry from Saskatoon. How are you on this Monday, Terry?
Well, Evan, I got to say I'm confused, disillusioned, disappointed.
Sounds like a good reason to call into a radio talk show. What have you got for me?
Well, I'm just confused about the city of Saskatoon and this whole schlamozzle, I guess they call it, with these parking lot people, or parking lot, people not paying their parking fines and the amount that they have on the books.
Uh-huh.
It's in the millions and millions of dollars.
Yep.
I am not sure why, and I've written a letter or emailed, and basically it's a long and arduous process that they're trying to recoup and do the best they can. I don't understand how they cannot find these vehicles. They have the license plate number. Pack it on SGI or wherever you do it. I don't know if that's an invasion of privacy or they're allowed to do it. Actually get these cars off the road, boot them, impound them, and let them pay.
Right.
I don't understand it. Take this money, which is in the millions, and put towards road repairs, because every person in Saskatoon complains about potholes, and you're going to hear that forever. Take this money and fix it. I don't get it, and even you can increase my property taxes if you want and fix the roads. You go down 8th Street, east and west, mm-hmm. I don't know what they did. There's a rut on each side. It's got to be 6 inches wide. I haven't seen a pothole repair truck in my area of Holliston at all.
It's, you know, I'll tell you, the pothole topic is an interesting one. When we had the mayors on there just last month, they were both talking about how both cities essentially address potholes or road problems by phone calls or some sort of a complaint. It's a complaint-driven process. They don't just send people out to drive around and look for them. They will send crews out to fix them based on the complaints as they come in. And it is surprising to me. There's a couple where I feel like I've thrown my suspension out of my truck. And I drive a truck, but man, there's a couple of bad spots. And I will say Regina's got its fair share as well. I drive around both cities all the time, Saskatoon and Regina. Both of them have their fair share of potholes. And I know there will be people in rural Sask that have, say, you want to talk about road problems. But, you know, to Terry's point about the recouping of parking fines, this is a pretty common problem in municipalities where they might have bylaws on the books, but their ability to put the enforcement teeth into the bylaw and actually see it through often becomes a problem. They rely on people complying with paying their tickets. I can think through the years the number of times that the shame lists were posted, right? All of the parking fine, the unpaid, and you're like, oh my gosh, so-and-so has got $36,000 in unpaid parking tickets. You'd think there's got to be a way that that could be recouped, and that's Terry's point. We're almost starting off with like a bugs and hugs here. By the way, speaking of bugs, I was talking about the number of wood ticks out there this weekend. Garth and Moose Jaw said, Evan, we have a place at Sherwood Forest. My wife and I had 20 wood ticks in one day. there's a lot. I was between the lake and I was on a golf course this weekend. I had 4 wood ticks that I found. Big Mike, our mini Dachshund, had his first wood tick stuck in behind his ear. I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to downplay it too much because Jody was pretty traumatized by the fact that he had a wood tick. I think back to how many ticks we pulled off our dog every day on the farm growing up. It's kind of like it becomes a no big deal, but I went along with it. Yeah, this is, we got to get them. And we did. Mike's fine. The wood ticks are out nonetheless. Thank you to everyone texting in. We've got more open lines in the show, like I said, coming up a little bit later, just after 10:30. 11 o'clock, we're talking about those items that you forgot, whether it was in a cab or lost somewhere. We've got the new list out, the number of lost and found items in the back of Ubers that was printed last week. So we'll be talking a little bit about that. We're going to talk Minette Farms yet. Lots to come here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.